This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 7th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. After 10 days in captivity, Father Christopher Iboka of Cameroon, Africa, was released on June 1st and returned home safely. According to ASI Africa, in an address outside of the cathedral parish on June 1st, Father Iboka thanked parishioners for the prayers that got him through his difficult circumstance. He said, quote, "I thank the Almighty God for making it possible for me to regain my freedom. I thank you all for your prayers and for everything. I always tell you that prayer is our only weapon. Without prayer, we are nothing. After the 9 days of prayer, the Lord did it for us." End quote. Matthew 7 verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Last Thursday night, at the annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner hosted by the Hillsborough County Republicans in New Hampshire, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed the events of January 6th, reports CNSNews.com.
"As I said that day, January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift action of the Capitol Police and federal law enforcement, violence was quelled, Capitol was secured, and that same day we reconvened the Congress and did our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office, and I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day. But I will always be proud of what we accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years."
Appearing on Fox News with Laura Ingraham last Friday, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blasted Dr. Anthony Fauci for parroting the Communist Chinese Party's talking points that the origin of COVID-19 was not created in the Wuhan virology lab.
"To hear Fauci this morning talk about how the Chinese have an interest in us discovering what happened is just crazy talk. The Chinese have a deep interest in covering it up, and they've done so pretty darn effectively. In fact, it was the State Department who put out documents on January 15th that demonstrated some of the central facts we now know that lead to the overwhelming amount of evidence that demonstrates that this probably did come from this virology lab."
Secretary Pompeo believes that Dr. Fauci is either incredibly naive or worse.
"He implies good faith for the Chinese Communist Party. Here we are on the 32nd anniversary of Tiananmen Square, where we saw the brutality of this regime, a regime that doesn't care about human life. For Dr. Fauci to go and think for a moment that the Chinese Communist Party cared that there were people in Wuhan that were dying, whether it was Chinese people or Americans or whoever else might be there, is just naive beyond all possible imagination. The Chinese Communist Party doesn't care for a moment. They have no desire for the world to know what happened. They could clear this all up in a minute if they wanted to. They've chosen not to. I think that's another link in the chain that demonstrates that when we get to the end of this, we will have demonstrated that the Chinese knew what had happened and their virology lab was at the center of it."
Speaking of Dr. Fauci, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis ultimately rejected his advice to declare COVID shutdowns, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
"In Florida, we chose freedom over Fauciism, and we're much better off for doing that. I think his lockdown policies were not justified by the scientific data. He was somebody that fear-mongered about schools. He did not support Florida when we had our kids in school in person. I think he was wrong about masks and asymptomatic spread. And then, obviously, he does so many interviews that it was pretty clear to me after a pretty short time, you know, this was all about himself and his own image. You look at that magazine cover with him lounging by the pool with the sunglasses on, you know, right in the midst of the pandemic. I mean, it was almost like a let them eat cake moment for all the people who were chafing under his lockdowns, and yet he seemed to be having the time of his life."
The United States Supreme Court has rejected a request for emergency relief from two churches that are challenging Colorado's restrictions on worship in response to COVID-19, reports the Christian Post. Denver Bible Church in Wheat Ridge and Community Baptist Church in Brighton filed the request in response to several worship restrictions implemented by Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis. Last Tuesday, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch rejected the request without comment, nor did Gorsuch refer the case to the full court for consideration. And finally, CBS, the Hallmark Channel, and Country Music Television have all rejected a 30-second commercial by a national pro-life group that promotes the humanity of the unborn, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. The commercial, produced by the Susan B. Anthony List, is part of an initial $2 million television ad campaign and shows images of ultrasounds and newborn babies as a narrator talks. Listen to the audio.
5 decades of medical breakthroughs. Every age group has more opportunity to live, except one. The unborn still fall victim to outdated laws. Science tells us that at 15 weeks, these babies have formed faces. They smile, they yawn, they feel pain. It's why European countries ban late-term abortions. In 5 decades, we've learned they are just like us. Isn't it time the law reflects the science?
CBS told Susan B. Anthony List that, quote, issue-oriented advertisements that are designed for the purpose of presenting views or influencing legislation on issues that are controversial by general public consensus are unacceptable, end quote. A Susan B. Anthony List news release said the ad was a response to news that the U.S. Supreme Court will review a Mississippi law that prohibits most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 7th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.